School is out for the summer, but that's after half the semester got moved online due to the COVID-19 pandemic. And with cases soaring in Utah, the health crisis has affected summer plans. KUER's Jessica Lowell has more on how some parents are handling their kids' time off from school.
Hey guys, one more thing. Hey,
normally at that last bell, students would be racing out of the classroom, throwing away old assignments, and getting excited for summer plans. But this year, some families have had to reevaluate and make adjustments thanks to COVID-19. Jerry Rapier is the father to an only child, his 7-year-old son Oscar. But Rapier doesn't feel comfortable sending him to camp this year.
My child's life matters too much to me. Not him being able to have fun in the summer, but him actually being alive for the summer matters to me too much.
But after 3 months of online learning and limited social interactions, some parents have decided that camp is okay. Like Michelle Todd, who has 4 kids ranging in age from 13 to 26. Her youngest son is the only one she's sending to camp this year.
I feel perfectly safe in sending him. And to be honest, I'm actually more worried about his social-emotional well-being right now than I am about the coronavirus.
Todd says it's been difficult to find open camps, and some of the locations she normally sends her kids to are closed through July. But for places that have decided to stay open, they're running things differently.
Remember that we need to do social distancing, right? So you all aren't playing the game together.
That's a counselor at Camp Kostopoulos, which caters to children with and without disabilities. Here's Mircha Devirjan, CEO of Camp K.
Everything we're doing right now at Camp K has been redesigned basically for social distancing and wearing protective gear. So not your regular camp.
Devirjan says they will split up kids into groups of less than 10 and will continue to operate as if the state is in the red, high-risk phase of the COVID-19 response, and they'll operate that way through the summer. But some camps, like the one offered through the Hogle Zoo, have decided to move things online. Erica Ferguson with the zoo says they're following the guidelines laid out by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention for daycares, and they decide not to reopen in person this summer.
When kids come to camp, they come to meet friends and have fun and play games. And if a part of that is that they can't be within 6 feet of each other and they can't share toys, and it kind of takes away what camp is here.
But does an online experience fulfill the same developmental need for kids as hanging out in person? Liz Conrad, who teaches developmental psychology at the University of Utah, says it depends on their age.
I don't think that an online camp would be as beneficial for young children as it might be for teens or older children who have more experience navigating this online world. And for older children, and I could see some benefits to an online camp.
Conrad says young children learn best through interactions, and if they're going to be in front of the screen, it should be an active experience, like interactive games. She says the pandemic could have a greater impact mentally on teenagers because their identities depend on interactions with their friends, which is why an online camp that offers any interaction between peers could be beneficial.
If it's a camp that's geared toward their interests because it helps provide them with some sort of structure, it could help with further fostering this peer group and these peer interactions.
But for Jerry Rapier, whose son is 7, he tries to limit screen time to 3 hours a week. And an online summer camp just doesn't meet his social needs.
He needs that experience of just figuring things out on the playground and knowing how to navigate conflict and figuring out how to listen and share and love.
For parents who aren't sending their kids to camp, but their kids want to go, Conrad says parents should acknowledge that a child might be frustrated or angry.
Validating whatever feelings the child is having is really important. And then I think it would be really great to come up with a plan with the child collaboratively to think about what other fun things could we do this summer.
For Todd, she says her son will be camping in the mountains, which is socially distanced by nature and gives him some fresh air. And Rapier says he has a flexible work schedule and he plans to spend the summer at home with his son. But if it were up to him, all parents would keep their kids home to make sure the school year resumes as normal in August. Jessica Lowell, KUER News.